VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Ana Mateo in Washington. On today's show, we talk about technology. From very low-tech to very high-tech. In the second half of our program, we will find out what one U.S. dollar can buy for your science laboratory. That would be the low-tech part of the program. But first, we hear how people can control robotic arms using only their thoughts. Here is June Sims to tell us the story of Mind Over Matter.
Kathy Hutchinson is a tetraplegic. She has not been able to move her arms, legs, or speak since suffering a stroke nearly 15 years ago. Recently, she learned how to control a robotic arm using her thoughts. She now can use brain activity to serve herself a drink. The American woman is one of two people who took part in a research project known as BrainGate 2. The researchers have spent years studying how to help people who are paralyzed regain movement in their arms and legs. John Donahue is a neuroscientist with Brown University and the Department of Veterans Affairs. He also was part of the project.
People who are paralyzed have their brain disconnected from their bodies. So our idea is to bypass that damaged nervous system and go directly from the brain to the outside world. So the brain signals can not control muscles, but control machines or devices like a computer or a robotic limb.
The two paralyzed people had small sensors connected to the part of the brain that controls movement. The devices measured brain activity and sent that information to a computer. The computer has special software that turns the information into digital commands for operating other devices. The researchers used a highly developed robotic arm to recreate human actions. The BrainGate team had its first success in 2006. A tetraplegic stabbing victim was able to use the brain-computer interface system to control a computer cursor. A video of the latest experiment shows Kathy Hutchinson using the robotic arm to pick up a cup of coffee. She guides the cup toward her mouth, moves it forward, and drinks through a straw. The research team carried out almost 200 tests with two different robotic arms. The two individuals were able to pick up their target objects 43% to 66% of the time. The researchers are calling the information very promising. But they say it will take years to fully develop the technology for everyday use. I'm June Sims.
Thanks, June. And I'm Ana Mateo. You are listening to As It Is. Earlier in the show, we talked about the science of computers reading a person's thoughts to move robotic arms. That is very advanced technology, or what we call high tech. But sometimes, scientific discoveries are very low tech. They are simple, but they work. Christopher Cruz tells us about a low tech invention that costs less than a can of Coca-Cola.
New scientific discoveries often use the latest technology. But a new microscope is just the opposite. The foldscope is a microscope made from folded paper. It is like origami, the ancient Japanese art of folding paper, except for laboratories. The design of Foldscope is simple. It takes only 10 minutes to put together the paper board. But the microscope is powerful. Its tiny lens can magnify objects up to 2,000 times. And the best part is, it only costs $1. One of the co-designers of Foldscope is a bioengineer at Stanford University. Manu Prakash says Foldscope could help developing countries that have severe problems with diseases such as malaria. He says it is important to know which kind of malaria the patient has, or if she has malaria at all. Microscopes are necessary tools for identifying what is causing a patient to be sick. But in the developing world, microscopes are often broken. Duke University bioengineer Robert Malkin says that the number of broken microscopes is high, and they are costly to replace.
It's pretty amazing, actually. The number of broken microscopes is overwhelming. We work in hundreds and maybe even thousands of hospitals around the world. None of our hospitals can afford to buy a microscope. They're far too expensive.
Enter Foldscope. The most expensive part of Foldscope is the high-power lens, a 56-cent ball of glass. The low-power lens only costs 17 cents. Foldscope does not cost a lot, but it is strong. To prove that point, workers in a laboratory dropped one from a three-story building and stepped on it. It still worked. Robert Malkin says Foldscope is a step in the right direction. But he says there are many other issues to consider before a microscope actually works well in the field. One of those issues is human training. Orly Giandron works to improve the availability of clean water and sanitation at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. She says that a microscope without a trained person behind it is useless. Ms. Giandron adds that Foldscope could be a useful educational tool. She says if people could see the microbes in water that make them sick, it could help change their behavior. Mr. Prakash admits that there is a training gap in developing world healthcare. But he hopes that making medical tools available will be a step forward. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm Anna Mateo. Check us out on Facebook, iTunes, and YouTube. And keep listening for more Learning English programs. Thank you.